13H.
Termites. If you're buying or selling a home, or even if you're simply living in a home with no plans to sell, chances are you'll have to think about termites, those little ant-like insects that love to feast on wood and that can destroy your most valuable investment, your home. Termites are potentially such a problem that a termite inspection is usually required when you sell your home. But any homeowner needs to be aware of termites and keep an eye out for infestation. How can you tell if your home is infested with termites? One scary clue is what's called a swarm. Swarming is when termites all emerge from the woodwork of your house and fly around, usually in spring when they're looking to breed and form a new colony. But there are other ways, too. Termites typically leave small tunnels in the wood they've eaten, or they form mud tubes leading from a home into the ground along a foundation or wall. Any one of these signs may mean that a house has a serious termite problem and needs professional attention. Termites can be controlled through chemical insecticides, more specifically called termiticides. These are chemicals that are lethal to termites and that are put into the soil around a home. The chemical is applied so that it forms a barrier around a home, and any termite that comes in contact with it will die. It is also possible to use a termite bait, which is made of some form of termite food, such as wood or paper, that has been poisoned. Termites will be attracted to the bait, and once they eat it, they will share it with their nest mates and die. Both termiticides and baits should be handled only by experienced pest control specialists. And how long does all of this last? Termites will eventually show up again, even in a house that was thoroughly treated. The treatments last for a few years at most, so it's possible that homeowners will have to deal with them again and again. It's ironic that such a small creature can be such a big threat to such an important investment as a home.